territory.
Mason Yon was the guy to hit him, and I've got to assume he's the one who knocked the ball out. Big play there by the Pirate defense, as it looked like the Bearcats were well on their way to get another 5 or 6 yards, but got to take care of the ball. As we mentioned earlier, William Spicer hasn't played in a few games, maybe a little rusty, but that play is going to hurt as two big plays by the Harbor Beach defense and the Harbor Beach special teams now as they take over with great field position inside the 40. It looks like about the 37-yard line of Ubley.
Three to the right, one to the left. Flag flies on the snap, and it's going to be more than likely a false start against the Pirates here. An illegal shift, in fact, against the Harbor Beach Pirates. This will push them back 5 yards. So it's an incomplete pass regardless as they're trying to go to the screen to the right intended for Mason Yon. That fell incomplete, and they're going to get pushed back 5 yards inside to the other side of the 40-yard line, to the 42-yard line. But they could decline this, Dave, and take the 2nd and 10.
It sure looks like that's what they're talking about. I guess I thought an illegal shift was a dead ball penalty, but apparently not. They are going to decline?
They're going to decline it. So Harbor Beach will now be facing a 2nd and 10 from the 37-yard line. Just 26 seconds left in this first quarter, 6-6. This drive set up with a fumble on Ubley's second play of the drive. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach at the 37-yard line in Ubley territory. Hand off to Devin Puff, goes to the right side, stiff arms one, gets dragged down by the jersey right at the original line of scrimmage by number 88. That'd be Colton Rosenthal, the senior for the Ubley Bearcats, and the clock goes with another 10 seconds. And that is how we will end the first quarter with a 6-6 ball game between two heated foes, between the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Ubley Bearcats. Harbor Beach 6, Ubley 6, we're headed to the second quarter in the Division 8 District Championship right here on the WNW Sports Network.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outpost and Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sleepwing, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sleepwing, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Harbor Beach facing a 3rd and 11 from the 38-yard line in Ubley territory. Anderson back to pass out of the shotgun, going down to the corner of the field, and this one's overthrown and goes right out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Pass was intended for Mason Yon in coverage there. That was number 10, Ethan Lemke. Incomplete, 4th and 11 from Ubley's 38.
Well, a couple things, Clark. When you're a football team that hasn't thrown the ball a lot this year, these types of mistakes are going to happen. Number one, I like what Michael Anderson did. He looked to the left, come all the way back to the right. He probably knew deep down he was going down the sideline to Mason Yon. Here's the issue. He threw it 5 yards out of bounds. And number two, Mason Yon didn't even finish his route. He quit about halfway down, and when the ball came to him, he had to kind of turn on the jets to try to go get it. But a little bit of a miscommunication by the Pirates. So when you're trying to pass the ball, that's stuff you need to do during the season to stay sharp, and that might affect him here in this game.
Two to the left, one to the right, going for it on 4th and 11, down to the near sideline, has it to, and it's underthrown. Pass was intended for Nathan Seaman, and this one is underthrown, falls incomplete, and Ubley's turnover results in nothing, and Harbor Beach gives the ball back to Ubley at their own 38-yard line.
It looks like the Bearcats are going to play man-to-man coverage on the Pirates on defense. Both of those routes for their wide receiver were decently covered by the Bearcats. If Ethan Peruski turns around there, that ball's underthrown, I think he could pick it off. But that goes to show you that these defensive backs of the Pirates, or of the Bearcats, They have their back to the ball. They don't see where it is. They're reacting to the receiver. And if you're a quarterback, you can take advantage of that. Keep that in the back of your mind as this game goes on. Nonetheless, turnover downs. The Bearcats avoid the turnover and take back it over on downs.
6-6 tie, and it's a handoff to William Spicer for the LB Bearcats in their first play of this series. And it gets out for 1 yard out to the 39-yard line. Big man 76, Evan Smogunski, 6'6", 300 pounds, makes the stop for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 2nd and 9 from the 39.
Nice job by that defensive line, as the Bearcats do. When your closer gives up a save, Clark, then usually you send him back out there the next night after he blows a save. That's exactly what the Bearcats do. William Spicer turns it over. First, as soon as they get the ball, hand it right back off to him. Show him that confidence. Didn't get him very far there, but it's good for the mental standpoint of William Spicer.
It's a handoff to Shane Ozentowski going through the left gap, and he breaks free of his first tackle, moves the chains into right, stopped at midfield. After a big 11-yard gain, tackle made by Garrison Booms out of the secondary, Ubley moving the chains with ease tonight.
Very physical run by Shane Ozentowski. He doesn't get the ball all that often, but this time when he does, he's hit about after a gain of 3 yards and just drags Pirate defenders across that first down marker and gets a fresh set of downs for the Bearcats.
An 11-yard gain in that for Shane Ozentowski. 1st and 10 from midfield, left right across your radio. 6-6 tie, Ubley on offense. 44 handoff to Ozentowski. Gets out for about 2 yards, out to about the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Jacob Kirsch on that front line for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 2nd down, 8 to go from the Harbor Beach 48-yard line.
Kirsch, another big kid on that defensive line. 6'4", 210, just a junior. He plays off of Evan Smoglinski, and that time he comes up with a nice tackle on Shane Ozentowski.
2nd down, 8 to go from the left hash on the 48-yard line. At center, that'd be Austin Pruski. Underneath him would be Casey Sweeney, 3-man backfield. Good to see William Spicer back out there, and he gets the handoff. He gets out for about 2 yards before he's pushed back, and forward progress is stopped out to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Devin Finkel for the Harbor Beach defense. 3rd down, and we'll call it a long 6 for the Ubley Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 46.
Not much happening there for Spicer. He runs right into the thick of that Pirate defense, and they're starting to settle in a little bit, and those big plays have gone down the wayside a little bit. But 3rd down and 6, you haven't heard Ethan Lemke's name in a while. Keep an eye on him. And Casey Sweeney always seems to pick the right moment to hit Harbor Beach hard on the outside. Those are the two options you got to pay attention to.
As quarterback rolling to his right, that's Sweeney looking to pass, throws it downfield, and it's way down to the 5-yard line, and this one's overthrown. And pass was intended to number 30, falls incomplete. That was Carson Holeski. And he had his man beat down to the 3-yard line, but couldn't bring it in. It was overthrown by about 1.5 yards. 4th down and 7.
And I thought it was pretty good coverage. Michael Anderson stride for stride with Carson Holeski. It would have taken a perfect pass right over the shoulder where only Holeski could get it. And that's where the ball was thrown. It was a little overthrown, but not by much. Carson Holeski had a diving effort at it, but just out of his reach. So if you're going to miss as a quarterback, that's the place to miss. But 4th down now and 6, it sure looks like the Bearcats are going to line up to punt here, which makes the 3rd down play action pass call a little bit questionable. You think maybe run for 3 or 4 and go for it on 4th down.
There's the punt from Casey Sweeney, end over end, bounces at the 21 and comes to a rest right at the 15-yard line. That's where Harbor Beach will take over with 9:18 left in the second quarter. A 6-6 ball game between the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Ubley Bearcats. We knew it was going to be tight. And it's been a punch after punch going against each other here so far.
So far, it's been exactly as advertised. Both teams are able to score early, and since then, both defenses now have locked it down tight. But the Pirates will take over the football with just over 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, all knotted up at 6, and this drive will start at the 15-yard line of Harbor Beach, 85 yards to go.
A long field at the 15-yard line. Right to left across your radio, 6-6. Anderson under center. And off to Devin Puff around the right end. Gets a little room to run, breathing room for the first time tonight. Tackle made after a 5-yard gain by Ethan Peruski for the Ubley defense. And now Devin Puff on the night, 7 total yards on 5 carries.
Well, if they're going to stay in these formations, I think they're going to have to work in these other backs. Ethan Hessling has been a big part of this offense, especially on crucial situations. Devin Finkel is your senior. Don't be surprised if these guys get worked into the play calling a little bit, especially when they line up under center in the wing tee.
Second down, 5 to go from the 20-yard line, right to left across your radio. 8:40 left in the first half, 6-6, Hyber Beach on offense. It's a quarterback keeper, Anderson around the right side on the far sideline, has the first down and runs out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds by Ethan Lemke after a 6-yard gain at the